Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, you ready? Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I want to know, Governor Mike DeWine joining us on the hotline. We have plenty to talk to the governor about. When it comes to sports, that's not always the case. Do you ever get nervous when you hear music like that or any of the music? Because you know you're about to be under the microscope on one of the networks on maybe a Sunday morning.
And I'm more afraid being on with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I heard your reputation. You guys are tough. So
tough.
I've been up all night worried about it.
Tough but fair.
Chuck Todd is nothing compared to us. I can promise you that.
We're more David Gregory. You can deal with us. Anyway. All right, Governor. Well, you have been in the news for a lot of sports. And look, it's the intersection of sports and politics. It happens more often than I think fans would like from time to time. So let's start out with some of the Indians news, as fans were a little nervous and very anxious about the timing of a lease deal that was going to expire and whether or not a new lease was going to be signed. And then we saw that you had expressed optimism that the team would sign a long-term lease extension for Progressive Field with the city. What is the latest and what can you tell us about negotiations right now?
Well, I'm not directly involved in negotiations, nor should I be. I mean, this is certainly involves the city, involves the county, and the Indians. But, you know, some time ago, I was approached by the county and the city to see whether or not the state could play some role financially in making a deal work. And I said, look, here's what I think our interest should be and everyone's interest, and that is to have a long-term contract. I think the longer the contract, the better. The Indians, as you know, are a fairly small market team, and you know, the Dolan family has been great. They're focused on keeping the Indians, in Cleveland. We have no indication that there would be any move at all. But, you know, you never know in a long, long look out 10 years, 15 years from now where the world is. And I just felt that the longer the lease, the better it would be for Indians fans, for the state. It's important for Cleveland. It's important for Northeast Ohio. It's important for Ohio to have Cleveland baseball, continue on well into the future. So what I said is, look, I think we can be helpful, but what I would like to see is a longer lease. And, you know, they have been working on that, and I'm optimistic about where that's going to go.
So to clarify, did they come to you with like a parameter of how long a lease would be? And you're like, okay, I can help you, but I might be able to help you, but I'd like something longer. Is that to take it in that case?
Well, that's pretty close.
Okay.
I mean, they were asking for the state to play, a part in putting a financial package together. And this is not unusual. The state has been involved, as you know, if you go back and look at different ballparks that have been built and stadiums that have been built for major league sports, the state has been involved at different points in putting some money in. And it is important. One of the things that makes Ohio great is that, you know, within a couple hour drive of about anybody in the state, you can see Major League Baseball, you can see NFL football, you can see Major League Soccer, as well as all the other, things that we have in Ohio that are great. So, the state does have an interest. It's important. It's one of the things that makes it, great to live in Northeast Ohio is that you have the Cleveland Indians and you have the Browns. So they basically were talking about, a shorter lease, 15-year lease. And I just expressed the desire and said, look, I've got to talk to the leadership, General Assembly. I've got to talk to the Speaker. I've got to talk to the Senate President. But to get started, you know, my interest is more, frankly, if we can get a longer lease. They kind of went back, and there's a pretty good indication that they, you know, can do that. And I'm not privy to the day-to-day discussions, but it looks like that, you know, there's a really good chance that there could be a possibility for at least the option for the city and the county to extend the lease beyond the next couple of years. So that's about all I can say where we are with that. But it's just, you know, as far as my motivation is, baseball, Major League Baseball in Cleveland, you know, as far as the eye can see, that's what I'm interested in.
I think fans will be excited to hear that aspect of it for sure. Governor Mike DeWine joining us on the hotline. And when we talk about appealing to state government, the lawmakers on trying to secure more state funding, I think this is where during very tenuous times by a lot of counties in the state of Ohio, a lot of different areas that have been stressed unusually because of COVID, obviously, you're seeing this from state to state. I think you might see some people bristle at the notion of state money going to help, you know, billionaire owners or millionaire owners. You're going to hear a lot of that. State of California, just to compare, they've basically said they don't want to go that direction anymore in helping subsidize new stadiums, so, or renovations even. What would you say to that criticism, that public money, public financing in this era, especially right now? It was one thing when times were great and everybody had money, but right now after a pandemic, that state money, state funding should go to something like this.
Look, I fully understand the position. You know, we have been very careful with spending. When the pandemic was started, we cut spending in Ohio. We did what we needed to do. We froze hiring at the state level. But we have come out of this pandemic, and we're not really out of it yet, but we have emerged at this point in very good shape. You know, we have a lot of things that we're putting money into, and, you know, there's a long history in Ohio. This is not like this would be the first time that this has happened. As I said, you could go back and look at the different ballparks, the different stadiums that have been built. The state has played a role. Now, it doesn't mean it's a big role, but, you know, going way, way back, you know, all these ballparks were built, and you can almost, you know, you can go through a period of time, of course, with the Browns and the Indians. You could do the same thing, you know, with the Reds and the Bengals. You've seen the state have some role. And again, it is not, you're not doing it for the owners. You're doing it because we have two small market teams in Ohio. Baseball, as you know, is very different than the NFL as well. And NFL, you know, you're dividing evenly the biggest revenue stream. Of course, that's TV. Baseball, we don't have that. That's not what baseball does. So you have great disparity in teams' ability to get players and teams' ability to, you know, do what they need to do to compete. And so it's tough for a small market team to begin with. So, again, small role by the state. You know, my desire, long term lease as far as we can go, and I think that helps to make sure that the Indians, I guess they won't be called the Indians, you know, in for the long run, but you know, that Major League Baseball stays in Cleveland.
Real quick, do you have a name you like?
No, I'm not getting into that, man. You know, that's the toughest. You know, how, you know, what you have a. You have a team. I saw my friend here at Brown. He said that you know, Buckeyes would make some sense, Negro League team. But you know, that probably doesn't work in Cleveland. You know, to call a team the Buckeyes. But you know, I guess I would be in favor of something that has some historical significance to Cleveland and to baseball. But no, I'm not going to come forward with a name.
I'm just impressed. The governor, a Republican, admitted he had a Democratic friend. That's the type of unity we need in this state. One more note on this.
Well, as you know, Sharon is a big baseball fan.
Yeah,
so you know, he's big baseball.
He is historian too. One more note on this. It has been reported that there's going to be a minority investor shortly. It could be this Stanley Middleman, founder and CEO of a mortgage company in New Jersey. Just curious, because fans all around the country get very nervous when a team gets sold, and there is some thought this could be a succession plan down the road. The Dolans could hand this over to somebody else. If that is the case, do lawmakers, does the governor, do they have any say, or should they have any say in who a next owner could be, or maybe a vetting process about something like that?
No. Look, that's you know, government cannot get involved in that. So no. Just no. I mean, it's not what we should be doing. Look, the Dolan family has been very, very clear publicly and privately to me that, you know, they're all in for, you know, the Indians, for baseball in Cleveland. I don't want anyone to interpret this conversation to mean that I have any doubt that the Dolan family is focused on keeping baseball in Cleveland. I just have been around long enough to know and to follow baseball as far as the markets and the revenues that, you know, when you're dealing with a small market team, you know, there could be pressure at some point in the future, maybe with different ownership, who knows, to, you know, possibly move the team. And I have no indication anybody wants to do that. But you just always worry about it. And it's always something. That's my interest in having a long-term contract.
Governor Mike DeWine joining us on the show. You mentioned the pandemic briefly just a moment ago. We obviously know you're monitoring the Delta variant very closely. Are there thoughts, are there plans in place, depending on what happens in the fall, about stadiums and capacity in stadiums for pro, high school, college events, so on?
Look, I think we're going to be at full capacity. But we still, we have this virus out there. And now it's the Delta variant, and it is more contagious. So you really have two groups of people. You have people who are vaccinated who are very safe. You have people who are not vaccinated who are just not safe. And so, you know, anything that we can do to encourage people to get that vaccine, to try to respectfully answer their questions that they might have about it, is important. I mean, I saw Baker Mayfield's comments, about getting the vaccine, giving the Browns a competitive advantage. I don't know if that was the exact quote, but something like that. So, you know, when we have leaders like that doing things like getting the vaccine, it's a good thing. So I am concerned. We have some counties in Ohio that are below 30% vaccination. Some are in the 30s. That's low, and I'm really concerned with the Delta variant, particularly in those counties where the vaccination rate is very low. Kids going back to school in the fall, kids generally don't get very sick, thank God. But some do. Some end up in the hospital. It's a small number. But the one thing that we know teenagers can do, and, you know, they spread it. And that, so you worry going back to school, everybody going back to school. If masks are not worn in a school, it's going to be up to the local school. But if masks are not worn, then you're going to see a lot of spread. And if you've got an area, a school district, where, you know, the low vaccination level, that's not good. So we worry about that.
Governor Mike DeWine joining us. Let's move on to what's going on sports betting. We're seeing this around the country. Michigan, state tax revenue expected to exceed $200 million this year. I know there was a date. Lawmakers had really proposed kind of an informal deadline that came and went on June 30th. What is taking so long? How can you help expedite this process? And especially when these budgets, this budget in the state needs as much money as possible after what's been lost over the last year, how can you help expedite this process?
Well, betting on sports is already here. As you know, it's going on in Ohio. It's just not regulated in Ohio. And whatever anyone thinks about that, it's the way the world is today. So I have made it clear to the General Assembly that once they get a bill, that I will sign the bill. We're going to monitor exactly what is in that bill, but that's still really over in the legislative side. So, you know, I've made it very, very clear. I will sign a bill once they get me a bill. I think when they come back in September, I think that's certainly going to be one of the issues that is up, and I'm hopeful that, you know, a bill will emerge this fall.
It feels like there's been a bit of a holdup. What, in your opinion, why has there been a bit of a holdup on that?
I don't really know. There's a lot of different ways of approaching this. Who regulates it in Ohio? Who's going to have, the facilities? Where is it going to be? You got the question of the app. How is that going to work? There's another question, kicking around is if you go into your local bar, are you going to be able to, go over into the corner and go to a machine and do a bet right there? These are all issues that the General Assembly is working out. And look, there's a lot of money here involved, so everybody's got an interest in getting a piece of that money. So those are some of the controversies that are swirling around. But again, I made it clear. We're monitoring this. There may be changes that we might ask them to make, but so far, I've made it clear. I'll sign the bill once the bill gets to me.
All right, one final note. We appreciate you being generous with the time talking to Governor Mike DeWine right now on the hotline. You signed an executive order on name, image, and likeness, but why at this stage has this not become applicable to the OHSAA? And do you anticipate high school athletes being able to capitalize on this, like maybe their classmates have been able to on social media?
No, I don't think so, and that's not what I'm seeing coming ahead. But who knows? I mean, 5 years ago, who would have thought that we'd be in the position we are today in regard to college athletes? So a lot of this is going to be determined on what courts decide as well. So we will see.
You a big Reds fan?
I follow the Reds. Don't see as many games as I'd like. We've been down one game with some grandkids. I'm from Southern Ohio, Southwest Ohio, longtime Reds fan. We split eight of us split season tickets every year. I've done that since right at the beginning of the big Red machine back in the early 70s.
Should Dave Concepcion be in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, absolutely. Love Dave Concepcion. Just a great, great player. He got dwarfed a little bit because of all the players around him. But good guy. As far as the Reds today, I would trade deadline is coming up, and you always keep your fingers crossed and hope. Reds need a shortstop. So we'll see. Need some relief pitching as well. So we will see. My hope, and this is a long shot, I'm sure, but we had the opportunity to watch Trevor Story play in 2012. Our family owns a minor league baseball team in Asheville, North Carolina. Our son, yeah, Brian runs the team, and back there, and he was playing. I think he was 18, maybe 19 years of age. He was playing for the Asheville Tourists, so we had the chance to watch him a little bit. And my dream would be that the Reds would be able to acquire him. But I'm kind of a typical fan. We all have dreams, right? We don't have to turn it into reality, but we all have dreams.
I promise this. We'll close with this. Promise this is not a political question, although it might start out with one. There is a vicious house race going on with vicious attack ads that, quite frankly, entertain us right now that we're watching on TV every day. Have you ever laughed at an attack ad aimed at you?
Well, you laugh or cry sometimes, and so you just kind of shake your head. I mean, look, I've had a lot of attack ads thrown at me over the years.
What's the best one?
I'm not going to do that one. No. I'd have to think. I got a wall full of cartoons that have been done about me too. So those are always kind of fun. But my wife Fran does. She says, when you get down to that last month in the campaign, if you're the candidate or you're the candidate's spouse or family, best thing to do is keep TV off. Don't watch it. It's going to get ugly at the end.
All right, he's the 70th governor of the state of Ohio, great state of Ohio. We appreciate you coming on, Governor Mike DeWine, and let's do this again.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.